Welcome to a burning fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Is there ever a time when a lesson on the tongue is untimely? Now, some may think so. I'm reminded of the time when some brethren were highly critical of me for preaching on the subject of sinfulness of modern dancing one Sunday morning. They said that they agreed with the truth I presented, but it was so untimely, they said, because the high school prom was to be the very next week. Well, some may think a sermon on the tongue is untimely, because that is what is really the most needful. There are so many scriptures relating to this matter that we shall have opportunity to only touch upon a few of them. In James 3, verses 2 through 9, it gives us some of the characteristics of the tongue. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. But we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, and yet are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, and so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Now it says the tongue is a little member of the body, but it is ever so loud, and it is so powerful. It is compared to a horse's bit and a ship's rudder, little but able to control the entire body or the ship. It is a fire. Fire can be helpful, or fire can be harmful, depending upon the way it is used. But it cannot ever be completely tamed, must always be kept under control and under guard. As is a serpent, it is full of deadly poison. It is a powerful force with which we must deal and learn to handle properly. That's a part of being a Christian. We must simply learn this. Let us consider some of the fruit borne by the tongue. Let us see some of the things, both harmful and beneficial, that come from the tongue. Consider some harmful works first. Again, we turn to Scripture. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. Their throat is an open sepulchre, and with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Friend, discord, destruction of friendships, strife, cursing, deception, all of such things are listed as harmful fruits of the misused tongue. Paul wrote Titus in chapter 1, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake." James says the tongue can defile the whole body. The list could be extended almost without limit as to the harmful effects that can or often propagated and perpetuated by the tongue. The blessing of the ability to speak and communicate need not be used harmfully. Great good can come from the use of the tongue. Again, let the Bible speak. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul, health to the bones. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Well, with this array of scripture, it is certainly sure that much good can be done with a tongue. The fruit of a good tongue promotes wisdom and knowledge and justice. It turns away wrath. It brings pleasantness. It edifies. With the tongue, we can give answer for our faith. We can confess Christ. All of these very beneficial results can come from the tongue, and it can produce evil things, but it can produce good things. The tongue can be very hypocritical. This is especially a danger that confronts the Christian. Evil people can be expected to abuse and misuse the tongue. But Christian people must guard against that. But they do not always succeed. In Matthew 12, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Now cannot we see the inconsistency to have both good and evil springing from the same mouth? James wrote, "Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing." And then James added, "My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield a salt water and a fresh." James 3, 9 through 12. Can you think of anything more two-faced than singing praise to God with the tongue and soon using that same tongue to curse others? How can we use the same tongue to pray that is used for vulgarity and lying? I think we can get the lesson without belaboring it, can't we? We have a responsibility regarding the use of the tongue. Jesus said, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Matthew 12, 35 and 36. The eternal consequences of the use of the tongue is taught in Proverbs 13, 3. "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but the soul of the transgressor shall have destruction." Well, how shall we speak? What saith the Scripture? Paul said, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." Again, he said, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man." Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, and slow to speak, and slow to wrath. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you the reason of the hope that is in you, yet with meekness and fear. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. And if any man among you seemeth to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. I have just read to you a whole array of scriptures. Information from Almighty God given us in the inspired word that was been given through men as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. Certainly we can see that God has seen fit to teach us much regarding the tongue. The Bible has a lot to say about the tongue, its power, its use, and its misuse. Do we really want our speech to be acceptable before God? Surely we do. We all do if we care for the soul. We cannot be perfect, but we can learn to guard the tongue. Now, it's not an easy task, and it is a lifetime work. As James said, "For in many things we all stumble." But we can learn to speak as God would have us to speak, and will if we get our hearts right, and make it our goal in life to keep the heart right. When we fill our minds with purity and forgiveness, when we fill our hearts with goodness and righteousness and genuine love, then we are going to be better equipped to speak correctly, because we shall speak even as we think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And it is out of the heart that the mouth speaketh. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.